This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Well, I have a chance to catch up today with a couple of friends from Carlinville Area Hospital, Tanya Kessinger, who is an occupational therapist, and Kathleen Labore, who is a physical therapist. So we're going to talk a little bit about outpatient care and swing bed inpatient care. Let's start with Kathleen Labore. Kathleen, talk a little bit about being a physical therapist. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I just wanted to explain to everybody what exactly we do in our profession. Physical therapists are highly educated, licensed professionals, and we have either a graduate or a doctorate degree. Most degrees now require 6 to 7 years of intense study, including clinical work. After receiving a degree from an accredited school, a national licensure exam must be passed before being allowed to practice physical therapy. In addition, the state of Illinois requires 40 hours of continuing education every 2 years in order to renew a license. Coursework includes kinesiology, which is an in-depth study of muscle, soft tissue, joints, and human movement. This is extremely important when evaluating a disorder or dysfunction and educating patients on how to improve their proper and efficient motion. Other coursework we do includes anatomy, physiology, pharmacology, biology, chemistry, and physics. A big focus in physical therapy is on posture and balanced muscles in order to reduce strain on joints and the spine. Malalignments anywhere in the body can cause headaches, neck pain, shoulder pain, back, hip, knee, or ankle pain if not addressed. Postural faults and muscle imbalances occur with normal daily activity, working positions, or sports. So the job of a physical therapist is to identify the specific problem area and prescribe specific exercises to correct the problem. The exercise prescription is very individualized to each patient and takes into consideration the whole body. We often have patients come in for an evaluation, and they demonstrate exercises they looked up on the internet or were given by a friend or a health club facility. Without the specific education regarding the proper methods, some of these exercises can actually cause additional harm or pain. So physical therapists are indeed the most qualified and educated when it comes to identifying the dysfunction, reducing pain, improving mobility, restoring function, and preventing further disability.
Do you have a big problem with a large number of people coming in with misinformation from the internet?
Not a large number, but the ones that do come in, they're addressing one issue and not actually finding the cause, the root cause of the problem.
Let's talk with Tanya Kessinger, occupational therapist, and we were talking about outpatient therapy with Kathleen, and Tanya, you're involved with inpatient therapy, and in particular, I guess, the swing bed program?
Yes, that's right. So I'm just going to tell everybody a little bit about our swing bed program and hopefully get rid of some misnomers. Really, swing bed is a trade name for basically changing the level of care that a patient needs in the hospital environment. So patients who initially come into a hospital, whether it's here in Carlinville or Springfield, St. Louis, Alton, are considered an acute stay. You know, they're sick or they need surgery. And so once that illness is improved or the surgery is stable, then patients are able to transition to the next level of care, which is a less intense medical type of environment. But maybe those patients aren't quite ready to go home yet. Those are the patients who can benefit from our swing bed program. So they aren't medically fragile anymore, but they're not quite ready to return home by themselves. They might need short-term rehab, and that's kind of what department I'm over, or they might need IV antibiotics or wound care from our nurses. Things that aren't able to be handled at home in their own home.
What would a typical day be in the transitional care unit?
Well, for a patient's day, looks like a lot of people in and out of their rooms. We have all private rooms here at the hospital, and they're really nice and big and spacious, very sort of open and bright and sunny. There are physicians in and out. We have a hospitalist who oversees their care. If their primary care physician is not on staff here, then our hospitalist will see them. And then a course of various nurses, maybe a pharmacist, lab, radiology department, and then our team of therapists. So most of our patients who are here for swing bed, or what we call transitional care unit, get usually 3 to 4 sessions of therapy per day. And so it's very progressive. The plan is for them to be here for a short time in rehab and return to their home environment. So there isn't really a lot of loafing time in our swing bed program.
Tanya, is this something that is unfamiliar to a lot of people once they see a medical professional and all of a sudden they're in need of some care? Are they unfamiliar with this sort of thing?
Well, I think what happens is, especially if people go out of town to the hospital, then people think that they don't have a choice as to where they rehabilitate. And really, it's always the patient's choice. So no matter if they've been in the hospital in St. Louis or in Springfield or Alton, if they need ongoing inpatient rehabilitation, say after a knee replacement or a hip surgery, or maybe they just had pneumonia or they've been sick from some other medical condition and they are not ready to return home and they need physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy, they can choose to come here to rehabilitate. And that's what I think happens in our community is we see a lot of people that don't know they're able to come here. And they don't know what type of benefits that their insurance will pay for that could be covered here at Carl Maria Hospital.
One other aspect, Tanya, I suspect is good about coming to Carl Maria Hospital. Maybe you're not ready to go home, but you get closer to home, and that probably has a positive effect on people.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think that's probably the biggest perk is most of us that work here, we're very committed to this community. You're going to see a lot of us out and about. The team here within the hospital is very close. We kind of know where one of us leaves off, the next one will pick up. And every patient is really considered kind of part of our family. We get very close to our patients, and we kind of know the community as far as what they're going to discharge home to. We actually do take a lot of patients to their home before they are discharged to practice. What's it going to be like getting into your home? What's it going to be like when you're walking into the barber shop or going to the local church? A lot of us have been to all these locations, and we know what the patient actually physically and mentally has to be able to do in order to function in their environment. I think that's the big perk, is we are all a part of the same community that our patients are living in. Not to mention the fact that a lot of people can have supportive visitors here. It's easier for patients to have family members drop in on their way home from work versus driving an hour out of town just for a visit. So that definitely all contributes to the more rapid recovery for our patients.
We have some new community programs here at the hospital that we've just started. We have a community's aquatics classes going on. They occur 2 times a week in 8-week increments, and those are going well. We have a 7 a.m. and a 12 noon class, and they go on for about 45 minutes to an hour. We have a Parkinson's support group, which meets once a month, and that's for patients and caregivers. We have started a balance and fall prevention class, and that occurs once a week for 6 weeks, where we talk about exercises that can help maintain balance and then some educational topics on, you know, getting around safely in the community. We have guest speakers talk about pharmacology, maybe eyewear to talk about things that could help keep them safe as well. And we also have a lymphedema clinic for post-mastectomy or peripheral vascular disease. So those are all new things that we've initiated over the past 6 months or so. And you can get more information about these services calling 854-3839.
Kathleen Labore, a physical therapist and occupational therapist, Tanya Kassinger from Carlinville Area Hospital. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on WSMI.
Thank you.
Thank you.